You know, it's honestly fascinating and a little mind-bending to watch the creative writing landscape shift so quickly. Artificial intelligence is weaving itself into traditional authorship faster than most of us expected.
It's definitely a pivotal moment. And honestly, the reality of it hit home recently when 3 out of 5 regional winners of the prestigious Commonwealth Short Story Prize were accused of heavily leaning on chatbots to craft their submissions.
Right, and it really highlights a tough spot we're in. With submission volumes absolutely exploding, it's nearly impossible for judges to manually verify everything. That gap is exactly where AI-generated work can slip through the cracks and bypass traditional scrutiny.
Exactly. And that's what's fueling the real debate. Where do we draw the line between legitimate AI assistance and outright unauthorized authorship?
I think most writers agree that using AI to brainstorm, polish a draft, or push through writer's block is totally fine. It's just a modern creative tool. But when a machine starts generating full narratives, crafting dialogue, or mapping out thematic arcs, that feels like it crosses a serious ethical boundary.
It does. Because at the end of the day, literary prizes aren't just about technical execution. They exist to celebrate authentic human perspectives, lived experiences, and that original artistic vision that only a person can bring.
And when AI takes over that heavy lifting, it really does erode the foundational trust between writers, judges, and the readers who support them. It's a delicate balance.
Which is why literary organizations and publishers are already scrambling to update their frameworks. They're actively revising how they handle submissions behind the scenes.
We're seeing a lot of mandatory AI disclosure statements, refreshed submission guidelines, and much stricter verification protocols. It's a necessary step, even if it feels a bit heavy-handed at first.
The goal is straightforward. Preserve competitive fairness and protect the integrity of the literary ecosystem, all while making sure we don't stifle technological innovation in the process.
But let's be honest, actually enforcing all of this is incredibly challenging.
It is. And unfortunately, commercial AI detection software is notoriously unreliable. It's throwing up false positives left and right, which disproportionately flags non-native English speakers or writers who just happen to have unconventional styles.
That's a real concern. If we over-rely on these automated tools, we risk unjustly penalizing legitimate authors who are just bringing their unique voices to the page.
Precisely. That's why many judges and editors are circling back to traditional literary analysis. Instead of chasing algorithms, they're evaluating submissions for narrative structure, emotional depth, and stylistic consistency.
I love that human-centered approach. It's so much more accurate, though it's also a lot more labor-intensive. We'll have to carefully calibrate the process to keep things efficient without sacrificing fairness.
Ultimately, the rise of AI in creative writing is going to demand a whole new standard of transparency and adaptive judging practices. We can't just stick to the old rulebook.
Absolutely. Literary institutions need to establish crystal-clear boundaries between acceptable AI assistance and prohibited authorship. We have to prioritize human evaluation over flawed automated detectors and never lose sight of the core purpose of literary awards: recognizing and celebrating authentic human creativity.